We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan. Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. All right, 403 on the Fan, Hour 3 of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit at 6 o'clock. Mike Francesa comes your way. Pete Hoffman in Manhattan, Ernie Acosta in Yonkers, and we're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
I think it's 33 down.
33 down.
And about 90 to go or 85 to go of John Sterling home run calls specific for players. Pete Hoffman's had a hell of a day because during one of the commercial breaks, Pete had a nice brief discussion with my son who was very excited about some news and he wanted to share it with Pete. And so Pete got to hear my three-year-old tell him nice. About his potty experience, which
I see.
I'm sure, Pete, you were very excited to hear about
it. Well, Pete's got a few kids now, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
It was an amazing story. I was very happy to be part of it. Thank you.
Yes.
There you go.
During one of the commercials, my son ran up with my wife just to announce that he was able to succeed in something that most of us do very well, and that is go to the bathroom.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a very crowning moment in one's life. But Pete also has the obligation of picking five Sterling home run calls. So,
and Pete, I'm sure the big Met fan that he is was very happy to do it.
I'm sure, Pete.
Oh yeah, this is a privilege. Honestly, there is some fun with this, even though I don't like the Yankees.
It is.
There's some players that you're like, this guy played for them too. I mean, they have.
It is unbelievable. Only Evan would know. Like you know.
I don't know about that.
Wow. Well.
All right, number one. Give us some hints on player number one.
All right,
see who we got.
This Yankee has a long career in the MLB, but played 3 years with the Yankees. 117 total career home runs.
Hmm. Wow, it's not a lot. Is he still playing ball or not, this guy?
No, he's retired.
And he played 3 years with the Yankees.
Three years. Did he win a championship with the Yankees?
No.
Did not.
Give us another hint.
He had 13 home runs as a Yankee, and one of them... One game he hit two home runs. That was it.
Was this guy a good player?
Amazing.
Oh, he was amazing.
Oh, he's a very good player. But he only hit his 117 career home runs, but he was a very, very good player.
Oh, then it only leads to one. And I'll ask this. Is this guy going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No doubter.
Oh. Well, then think about it. Great player, didn't hit a lot of home runs.
Right.
It has to be the man simply known as... Ichiro.
Oh, right.
Let's hear Ichiro, assuming I'm right.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, and there it goes again. Deep right. It is high. Not as far. That is gone. Ichiro hits two home runs in a row. The Yankees' rising sun says sayonara in the right field seats. Well, Ichiro for the second time homers, and the Yankees have a 4-0 lead.
There you go.
See, that's not tremendous because he calls Matsui the sayonara kid as well after, you know, the Thriller by Godzilla.
Yeah, he didn't get ultra creative with that
one. No, it wasn't very creative.
That was very, very basic.
Right.
Do you remember Ichiro getting his 3,000th hit with what team? Do you remember this?
No. Who did he do
it? He got it with the Marlins.
Yeah, now that you say that, I do remember that.
Remember because
in Miami.
Ichiro is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
a great,
yeah.
great player. Yep. I mean, the guy ended up with 3,000 hits.
Right.
If you tack on the hits in Japan,
I think
he may have over 4. I think he did have over 4,000. Right. But he kind of held on. I mean, he played until he was in his mid-40s.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he came back last year just to play those games in Japan and then retire. So he played those games in the middle of March when the Mariners opened the season in Japan, played those games, got to retire as a Mariner. But he had look, he was an all-timer, all-time great player. Ichiro.
Yep.
All right. Number two.
All right. So this one is going to be a little bit tougher. he played, he hit his first career home run in his third game, his fifth at bat.
Yeah, that's not doing anything for us. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
He played for two seasons as a Yankee.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Was he any good?
No.
He was not any good. Who did he play most of his career with, this guy?
The Yankees.
Oh, really?
Oh, he played 2 years as a Yankee. He wasn't very good.
He hit his first home run off of a player with two names.
Player with two names.
Two names?
Hey, so, Roberto Hernandez.
Oh, Fausto Carmona.
Yes.
Look, you know what? Here's the thing. It's interesting to hear about Fausto Carmona. That ain't going to help. I mean, yeah. Who the hell knows who we gave up a home run to?
Yeah, right.
But you're saying...
This guy only played 2 years and he wasn't good.
He had two career home runs.
Two career home runs.
Oh, my God. Two career home runs.
Wow.
But when we think of him... Well, first of all, has Joe ever heard of him?
I mean, probably. He's a Yankee. You probably heard of him at least once.
I heard of him at least once.
Heard of him at least once. Wow. I think you stumped us.
How long ago did this guy play? How long is he? He's out of baseball now. I'm assuming, right?
Not in MLB. That's for sure. He's still trying to. He was young when he came up with the Yankees. He was around the 13-14 era of the Yankees.
In the 13-14 era.
13-14, and he's still trying to play ball somewhere, but he's not in any major.
Not in the majors yet. Not with MLB.
It's not Tyler Austin, right? Because he had more home runs than that.
Not Tyler Austin. No.
Okay. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud here.
Right, I know you are. Boy, I'll tell you, this sounds way over my pay grade, I'll tell you that.
Now I'm just going to spitball former Yankees. Is it Rob Refsnyder? Remember him?
No.
Okay, then I'm done.
Another great, but no.
Rob Refsnyder.
Yeah, I don't know where else to go.
Well, I mean, this has got to be a big reach.
Yeah, who is it?
Ed, Pete, who is this, Pete?
Zoilo Almonte.
Oh, come on.
Zoilo Almonte.
Zoilo Almonte. I can't wait to hear the call, though.
Right.
Let's hear from Zoilo.
The 0-1 swung on and hit in the air to right center and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Zoilo Almonte homers into the Yankee bullpen and right center. And you know what Tampa is saying. Curses. Zoiled again. Zoilo Almonte, it's his first major league home run, and the Yankees take a 5-2 lead.
Curses zoiled again. Wow.
There's something fun about these guys you barely remember existing.
Zoilo Almonte.
Zoilo Almonte.
Remember Zoilo's Versailles, who was the 1965 MVP in the American League with the shortstop for the Twins.
Yes.
Zoilo Almonte, not really.
And you think he still exists at the major league level
somewhere?
Or the minor league level?
No, I looked. He's in a
what
different...
What is he, in MMA? What is he doing? No,
I think he's in like a Mexican league right now. He's not in MLB at all, not in any of the Triple A's or anything like that, but he's still trying to play ball somewhere.
He's one of those guys where I remember the name, but I could not tell you a thing about him. That's one of those Yankees where he was there.
Curses zoiled again. That's what we can tell you. That's the call.
Zoiled
again. We'll ever forget that.
Yeah, there's no way we were going to get that one.
Was that a better call than Ichiro's, though?
Yes.
It was better than Ichiro. Yes.
Yeah. Look, yes. One thing we've learned.
It was a little creative. I mean, Ichiro's wasn't very creative.
No. One thing we've learned is that just because you're a big name or just because you're a nobody doesn't mean anything.
Right.
I mean, Dean Anna, he had a good call for.
Right.
You're on the Dean's list.
Right.
You know? Troy Tulowitzki, I know he was a great player. I love that call. Tulowitzki!
Yeah, right, right.
All right, number three, Pete.
All right, so this guy is definitely an iconic name as a Yankee for probably not the best of reasons, but you definitely know him. He was a Met and a Yankee.
He was a Met and a Yankee. He's an iconic name.
An iconic name.
For the Yankees.
Was he more of a Yankee or more of a Met?
More of a Yankee.
More of a Yankee.
More of a Yankee than a Met.
He batted 301 for the Yankees, which is crazy.
Oh, wait. Did he come up and just go nuts?
Think so.
We're talking about Shane Spencer, right?
Same era, but not the guy, no.
I was confident, too.
It's not Shane Spencer?
I was getting cocky. It was him.
He was involved in an incident with the Mets with Shane Spencer.
He was involved in an incident with the Mets and Shane Spencer?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I was going to... Okay, go ahead. Who is it?
Hold on. Well, one more hint, and you'll know this.
Go ahead.
It was, again, a very iconic moment in the 2003 Red Sox series, playoff series. A little brawl.
Oh, I think we already played this one, so there must be a mistake. I think you're talking about Kareem Garcia.
Garcia. Didn't we do this one already?
Yeah, I think Garcia.
I did not. I did, Pete.
You dropped the ball.
You dropped the ball.
It wasn't crossed off my list.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't crossed off. You're not paying attention. Let me what do you mean? No, we did Kareem Garcia. Right?
Yeah, we
but you
did.
Want to do him again?
Yeah, let's hear him again. Why the hell not?
All right, why not?
Swung on and drilled to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Kareem. The Kareem of the crop. He drills a three-run home run into the old Yankees bullpen in deep right center. A three-run jack. And the Yankees have a 9-2 lead.
Kareem
of the crop.
Yeah, Kareem of the crop. We've heard that one.
Yeah.
Give us another one.
All right. This guy is a one-hit wonder. One home run for the Yankees.
One home run for the Yankees.
Played 20-plus games for them.
20-plus games. Did he have a great career or a good career or any kind of a career somewhere else?
No, not really. I think he made an all-star team.
Really?
Okay, but obviously not for the Yankees.
No, definitely.
What year was he on the Yankees?
How long did he play in the majors, this guy?
A few years. He was around for a little bit. He went to Japan, came back. 2012, he was on with the Yankees.
Went to Japan, came back. 2012 with the Yankees.
Big home run off of Aaron Laffey and Toronto Blue Jays. That's his one home run.
Aaron
Amazing.
Laffey.
Amazing.
Tell us who it is.
Amazing.
I think you stumped us.
Casey McGee.
Casey McGee! Ooh. Yeah, he spells it M-C-G-E-H-E-E.
Casey McGee.
Yeah, he played for the Milwaukee Brewers, if memory serves correct.
Oh, yeah, and, now that you mention he played for the Yankees?
He did. Did he make the All-Star team with the Marlins?
Let me look that up.
Did Casey I know he McGee, was in the running. He was like one of the final votes. I know we had him
no,
on air.
No, he never made the All-Star
had
team.
Had him on the air.
You had him on the air?
Yeah, he was trying to promote getting on the All-Star team.
You put Casey McGee. Who for who?
Was
who?
That
Steve?
With? Who was he out with?
I don't
Pete?
Know. I can't remember.
I give you guys.
I don't know.
It was not with us. No. I give you a hint about Casey McGee, though. That's pretty impressive. Guy had a year in which he had 23 home runs, drove in 104 runs. That's
yeah,
not too bad.
That. Now do you say that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he was barely on the Yankees.
I remember him with the Yankees, though.
He was there for 5 seconds and only hit one home run. So let's hear the one Casey
Aaron
McGee
Laffey.
Home run.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a three-run home run for Casey McGee. How do you like that? Casey at the bat, and he drills a three-run home run, and the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
Yeah. Good thing you only hit one home run as a Yankee.
Casey at the bat.
Too easy. Too easy with Casey at the bat.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, last one.
All right, so this guy actually is in the record books.
Okay.
Everybody's
heard
in the
this guy?
Books.
Is this a guy like we actually have heard of, Pete?
Yes, and I think Ernie told me that you might appreciate this guy a little bit.
I might appreciate him?
Yeah, I think so. In the modern day era, he hit six doubles in seven games. Only person to do that. In the modern
six
day.
Doubles in seven games.
I'm curious why Joe would appreciate
him. Yeah,
did he
would
do
I be
steroids
so
or something?
I mean, is he most known as a Yankee, this guy, or no?
He was involved in a major trade with the Yankees to leave the Yankees.
Major trade to leave the Yankees.
He was involved in a major trade with the Yankees, leaving the Yankees.
I'm still curious about why you'd appreciate him.
Yeah, well,
that's the one that's
that
on
out.
My mind.
Right.
It's either he did steroids, not that you appreciate steroid users, but you don't hate him, put it that way.
He made a major trade with the Yankees, leaving the Yankees.
You might appreciate the call more than you appreciate the player.
Oh,
put it that
okay.
Way.
Well, that's
oh,
a little bit
appreciate
different.
The call more than I – is this – okay, well, then I'm gonna throw this guy. How many home runs did he hit at the Yankees, guy?
Six.
Six is the Yankees.
Whopping six home runs.
Is it Solarte?
Boom.
Oh! Yankees.
Because I like the call, because it's the Volare call.
That's
you know?
Right. Let's hear it.
2-0 to Solarte. And there it goes to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Yan-Hervis Solarte lines one high and deep into the lower deck and right. Never nervous Yan-Hervis. Solarte. Whoa, whoa. He hits his third home run of the year. The Yankees trail 11-6.
That's actually good. I actually like that. Never nervous, young Garvis.
It's so good, I wanted John to sing more. Yeah. I wasn't done with just the one verse.
Yeah, little Villard. The Bobby Rydell version is the best, but that's me. You know, a lot of people have done it. But I like that, though. I do like the, and I like the Never Nervous Young Gervais.
Yes.
You know?
Pete, do you remember Young Gervais Solarte at our baseball draft? Do you remember or familiar with this?
Do you have him, Pete?
I didn't draft him, I can tell you that.
No. What happened was, this is before the guy ever played a game in the major leagues. He's a minor leaguer for the New York Yankees, okay? And it's about the 17th round in the draft, and all of a sudden, one of our great fantasy owners, guy who does not work here anymore and is actually not in the league anymore, but he was one of your sons, Johnny D was his name.
Oh, the great Johnny, the one of the greats. He's in Florida, God bless him.
Down in Florida, great guy.
Yep.
Johnny D pulls the sticker and is pumped up like, I got the pick, everybody! So excited! You know, we're thinking, what did we miss here? Did somebody forget a star?
Right.
And he puts Yangervis Solarte up there, and everybody's like, who the hell is that? Well, who's this guy? And
didn't Solarte get off like to a big start though early on?
Well, that's the thing, Joe. No one knew who he was until then.
Right.
And so
right.
John ended up looking brilliant.
Right.
Because
right.
most of the room's mocking him. They're thinking he screwed up.
Right.
He thought it was somebody else, which he probably did. But you know what? Idiot savant, baby. Yangervis gets off to this great start as a Yankee that you remember.
That, right.
You remember. And everybody's like, my God, Johnny had some advanced scouting. What a great job by him.
Yep.
And yeah, he had a good year for the Yankees. He was traded to the, I guess he was in the Chase Headley trade. Is that the big trade you're
talking
about?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Very impactful trade.
Yeah, is that really a big trade?
Yeah, I mean,
well,
you know,
he brought Chase Headley over. It was a big move. It was the backfire. You signed the
bro,
Yankees.
Well, you know, like it wasn't like the Roger Maris trade. You know?
I was gonna say.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know how big a trade I would call that, you know?
Oh, that's great. Well, good job, Pete, even though you tried to give us
Kareem Garcia is now off the list. I promise you that.
Make sure he's there because we don't want to hear him again, you know? The Kareem of the crop.
You know what? Since we did four, should I request a fifth one? Is it easy access for you to get a fifth guy?
Not off the bat, no.
Oh, okay. Then you know what I'll say?
Pete, we don't want to look, Pete. I'll
do six tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to push Pete too much, you know? Pete's got enough. He's got to deal with.
You say that dope. We can't push him too much.
How many kids you got now, Pete? Three?
Three, yeah.
How's that going? Everybody good at home, by the way?
Eh.
What does that mean?
It means no. What does it mean?
Okay.
It wasn't a ringing endorsement. I mean, that's for sure.
No.
Everyone's good. Now, the littlest one, he's always sick. That's the thing. Right now, we'd get him checked out again. He's always sick.
How old is he?
He's two.
Right.
He's two, but he's always sick. And he's not leaving the house, so go figure that one.
Yeah, that's crazy. Usually, these little kids get sick because they're at school or around this kid who's sick and all that. Well, Pete, keep
hanging
up the
in,
great
Pete.
Work, man.
God bless you.
There you go. The great Pete Hoffman with your Sterling Five for the day. We'll come back. We'll get back to your calls. And also, I watched a classic baseball game last night. You were watching a classic NBA game. We'll compare some notes coming up. And then going Roberts here in the afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.